Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
If you haven't been affected by the government shutdown, if you have a plane ticket for the next several days or even a week, or 2 weeks away, you're paying attention now, especially after the FAA is dialing back flights. 10% capacity reduction at 40 of the nation's busiest airports, and yes, MSP is on the list. You're thinking about it now. Let's bring into the conversation Sean Cudahy from the Points Guy. He joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Sean, thank you so much for the time. How soon will we know if, as we can expect flights to start being canceled tomorrow, how soon will people know if they fly tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, whether their flight is affected?
Well, I'm only just starting to see some cancellations roll in for tomorrow, about 105 so far off the country, across the country for Friday. You know, airlines are saying that they're going to try to give travelers as much advance notice as possible. But, you know, with how quickly the turnaround was, really 36 hours from when the FAA announced these cuts to when they have to start on Friday morning, you know, the next couple days here, it's going to be pretty short notice for travelers.
Is there certain patterns to where these cancellations will happen? Are there certain routes that will be affected more than others, or do we know any of that? What can we expect there?
Yeah, so far, not a whole lot of specifics from airlines or the FAA. The one consistent theme that I'm hearing from some of the biggest carriers like Delta, American, United, Delta obviously with a huge hub at MSP, is that they seem to be leaving long-haul international flights alone. So those big twin-aisle jets that hold hundreds of passengers, airlines don't want to touch those flights. I mean, that's a ton of passengers that they have to rebook. I would imagine, if I were guessing, and we don't want to get too much into the speculation game, that we will see a few more of those regional flights. So think, you know, those smaller regional jets, American Eagle, United Express, Delta Connection. I think you'll probably see some of those get canceled at a higher rate than some of the larger planes, just because you're talking about the law of numbers. There are fewer passengers on those planes.
Is this pretty much evenly split amongst the airlines? Are some airlines are going to be affected more than others?
Yeah, what the FAA has said is that they're going to try to make it as proportional, as fair as possible. Now, of course, you know, you're in Minneapolis, there's a 10% you know, reduction in flights. You know, you can certainly expect that Delta is going to see the lion's share of those because Delta has the most flights out of MSP. But, you know, across the country, they're going to try to make it as you know, as fair as possible relative to the number of flights airlines have. But as the FAA administrator said last night, there's not going to be a perfect solution.
The reason for this, Sean Duffy says that this has just been too much of a strain on air traffic controllers, on TSA agents. How, you know, we're over a month into this thing. How much has that strain been felt prior to a grand announcement like this that flights are being canceled? Where have we seen it the most?
Yeah, you know, there's kind of two sides to this. You know, on one hand, for the first half of October, as the shutdown got underway, we didn't see too much in the way of impacts. And that kind of tracks with what we saw a few years ago in the last big shutdown. The impacts kind of grow over weeks as air traffic controllers go weeks without a paycheck. On the flip side, you know, this is an industry, the air traffic control industry, that is severely understaffed already. I mean, most controllers, many of them at least, work regularly 6-day weeks, 10-hour days, mandatory overtime, weeks on end, months on end. You know, it's really kind of just come to, you know, just sort of an inflection point, I think, in the last week or so.
For people who, you know, a week out or Thanksgiving, obviously we obviously know the how busy the Thanksgiving time is for air travel. Is there anything proactively that somebody who has a flight scheduled can do right now that makes any sense?
Yeah, I think your best bet at the moment, if you're traveling in a couple of days, I would just be watching to see what happens, stay in close contact with the airline. As we look into, you know, out into Thanksgiving, you know, if you're already booked for Thanksgiving, I think, you know, it really kind of depends on how this shutdown goes. I mean, does it end tomorrow? Does it end a week from now? Or does this stretch way into Thanksgiving? If it's still going on, I think you could see mass disruptions over what is expected to be the biggest Thanksgiving travel rush in history, or was at least. And you know, I think that kind of remains to be seen how that's all going to play out. But, you know, in the meantime, next day or two, definitely just keep a close eye on your email, on your mobile app for the airline, see what type of communications roll in. And, you know, if the longer the shutdown goes, I think you'll see more and more airlines kind of extend flexible travel policies that should allow travelers to kind of rebook their trip, postpone it, or, you know, cancel it and get a refund.
Talking to Sean Cudahy, the points guy, that was going to be my next question. How different is this, if at all, from like a weather situation or a computer glitch in how airlines will handle fees when it comes to changes, when it comes to rebookings, things like that?
Yeah, so I think more similar to a weather situation than a computer glitch. When it's a computer glitch on the part of the airline, generally you're talking about something that's kind of the airline's fault, and they'll pay for a lot of things like a hotel night if you get stranded somewhere. On the other hand, you know, weather, a lot of the time, you know, it's kind of up to the airlines to see how flexible they'll be. You'll see them kind of issue these waivers that can let travelers rebook, you know, get onto a later flight. And also remember that under federal refund rules, if your flight is canceled or significantly delayed, and you don't want to take the rebooking option, you just want to stay home or take a different mode of transportation, you are entitled to a refund, no questions asked.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Going back to one of your earlier points about, you know, the overseas travels, the flights that are going overseas, those that the airlines really want to protect those from being canceled. So somebody who's got, we just got a text from somebody, you know, I was worried about my flight to Paris a month ago, and now it's 9 days away. People who are taking those international flights, I know you can't guarantee that they're going to be there, but that they can feel confident that airlines will still try to make those happen.
Yeah, I think, you know, time, we're gonna find out for sure here in the next day or two. But that is what I'm hearing broadly, is that if you're flying to, you know, to Paris or London, and you're on one of these big flights, I think it's a pretty safe bet that the airline's going to leave that intact. It's just such a nightmare for the airline to try to reschedule those passengers. You're talking about large planes that hold hundreds of passengers. I would be a little bit more concerned if I were flying on a 90 seat regional jet.
Right. So, like, even if you have to make a connection, I wonder if some people might start looking at other options to get to that connection point.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's going to be part of the conversation here. And, you know, that's a good point. You know, if you're thinking about booking a flight here for the next couple of weeks, I would definitely err on the side of a nonstop flight if it's an option, even if it's a little bit more money. You know, if you think about it, if you're taking a two-leg trip, you have one leg, then you connect and get on another flight. That's basically doubling your chances of having your flight canceled. So nonstop, and if you can't do nonstop, I think, you know, we're still likely to see some flight delays as well as these cancellations. I would be building in as much time to those layovers as possible. Better to spend a couple hours sitting in an airport lounge or at a restaurant than missing a connection because of a 50-minute delay.
Sean, can you remember a situation like this where we had the FAA making such drastic moves to cut flights for whatever reason?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to think of a situation that's exactly like that. Now, of course, this century we've seen a couple different, you know, kind of unprecedented situations. You know, we had obviously airlines scaled back kind of on their own, you know, air travel at the COVID-19 pandemic, yep. Very different situation there. And then really you have to go back to the kind of the wake of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks to I think see, you know, the last time we saw such kind of, you know, sweeping cutbacks kind of ordered across the airspace.
Lastly, Sean, and again, thank you for the time. Just your number one bit of advice for people listening right now who are flying in the near future. What is the best thing that they should know right now?
Just make sure your contact information is on file with the airline. It probably is if you booked your flight online. Make sure they have your email and just keep an eye out for any communications from your airline, because they may offer you the chance to cancel, to rebook, to take a different flight, or maybe you'll get the all clear. So just keep a close eye on things. It is a very fluid situation. Things, you know, look different hour by hour at this point.
I'm going to ask you one more, and you can choose to answer it or not, but some of people, you know, politics comes into everything. So I think a lot of people are wondering, is this truly the case? Is this a safety measure just because these workers are spread so thin, or are the traveling public now being used as a pawn in a government shutdown fight? What does your gut tell you?
You know, I think I defer to the political experts on that one. All I can say is, watching it from the aviation side of things, it definitely is going to be, you know, a major impact, to travelers over the next couple of weeks.
Totally.
Or, you know, hopefully it won't last that long.
Totally get it. Sean, thank you so much for the time as always, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Sean Cuddy, the points guy. 117, we'll react to what Sean had to say. And it's hard for me. Again, safety is of the utmost importance when it comes to air travel. And these people have been working long, long hours, not getting paid. And I'm not suggesting that we do anything to jeopardize the air traveling public. But boy, you wonder in this day and age whether, I mean, so many parts of our life we get used as political pawns. And it's hard to believe that this isn't another one of those situations.
Both can be true.
Correct.
Obviously, both can be true, but it's, I think, impossible to believe that this is not at least in some way being used as, you know, the political football, as we say, or,
right?
Because the American public, the flying public, being mm-hmm. used as pawns to try to get one side to move.
Yep. You can react to that if you think we're crazy and that this is strictly on the up and up, that this is merely a safety mm-hmm. issue. You can react. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.